It's Taiwan. Lose Yourself in Me. Hey, coming up right now, right after this, Studio W The Buzz. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's time for cultural excellence in music, art, entertainment, and a whole lot more. I've got a special guest coming up on the other side. Come on. We've moved on up. This is The Buzz, baby. Studio W The Buzz, your global radio network.
Hush, not child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is The Buzz. The Buzz. B-U-Z-Z. And welcome to the Cultural Excellence Show. The Cultural Excellence Show. Cultural excellence in music, art, and entertainment. And I want to bring to the set my co-host, the esteemed D.A. Waymaker. How are you, sir?
Oh, man. Doing outstanding. Outstanding. Excited about tonight's show once more and again.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. And I had
two powerhouses is on the show tonight.
Look, I had the pleasure of meeting this gentleman and this lady earlier this evening. Even though it was by phone, we had a chance to chat a little bit. No, actually, yeah, we did it via StreamYard here. And okay. I tell you what, gentlemen, and you know, I broke the rule, Waymaker.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I broke the rule. Because generally,
well, I'm not surprised.
I generally don't listen to the artists that you bring, because okay. The artists that you bring, they are nothing short of brilliant. So,
right.
So Deja, yeah, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yes.
Is it Sadasia?
Yes, Sadasia.
Perfect. And JoJo.
All right.
Hey, man. Look, kick back, grab a glass, getting ready to have a good time here. So let me get back to this Sadasia and JoJo. Mm. Generally, I don't ever listen to the music that you guys send me. We've had many artists on. We had Jeta Jones. Well, I've heard Jeta's music before, but some of his new music I hadn't heard. Why Not Ross, Ramon and Rush, Ms. Aretha, oh my God, Mika, Miss Connie, Moe. Help me out, Waymaker. Nigel Perkins.
Nigel Perkins. Miss Jason Nate.
The Do Right Man.
Absolutely. Songbird.
It's Songbird Ivy.
Master T.
Look, I tell you what. So, look at, oh my goodness. All right, let's see. Yes, sir. Kenny Wayne, D Maestro, Taiwan, I'm sorry. Yeah. Al Davis. Yeah. Oh my goodness, what a show. Savannah, ooh my lord. The Wild Bill, James Red, Captain Jack, Sugar Daddy, Creep Squad, Summer Wolf, Miss Key. And now, tonight we'll grace with the lovely Sadasia and her husband here, JoJo, and we've got a lot to talk about. Now, JoJo, Sadasia, hope you don't mind, because customarily, what we like to do, we like to bless and address some of these artists that have blessed this station or this airways before. So if you guys got a few minutes before we get into you and your story, we want to know everything about you, your music. Oh, my goodness. Waymaker, I broke the rule. Listen.
I know, and I'm not surprised.
And you know what I did?
I knew once you get hooked up with these two powerhouses,
man.
It's a rule that need to be broken.
Well, I broke it because I put her in the rotation before the show started.
Hush your mouth now. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Okay, you can drop the mic on that, but I'm out of mics here. Hey, look here, seriously. Sadasia, JoJo, you know Waymaker, and I act a fool just like he does. So anyway, have fun. We don't do interviews.
Refuse to do that.
We have conversations, so kick back. But this cat right here, I was playing one of his jams here earlier. I'm going to just let the music do the talking.
Come on,
my
stroke.
The baby face of Southern Soul. Come on. Get that sexy lady. I like that little thing you do. And I really like it. Get that sexy back, baby. You hanging out with me. WBNDA. The Waymaker. Come on. The baddest on the planet. I try to tell him, Waymaker. I try to tell him.
They gonna learn today.
Come on. You got that sexy back, baby, dancing up on that floor. I love the way you shake it for me some more. With your sexy back, baby, you better watch what you do. Girl, I'm so in love with you. Come on, I'm so in love with you.
I'm sick. Let me move on with the buzz, yo.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. Girl, I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. It's that little thing you do that got me in love with you. You got me hypnotized. With the way your body moves away. And I want you to know. Might as well get this party started. Come on, let's do this right now. Come on. Baby, you were
so bad. That's why I went on and pulled me one up. You better watch what you do. I'm so in love with you. It's that be my stroke groove that make me want to get loose. I see you shaking on the floor. I like the way your body moves. You got that sexy back, baby, dancing up on that floor. I love the way you shake it. Shake it for me some more.
My mind. And baby,
hood on me. Call the popo. The night is the night. You got that sexy back,
baby, dancing up on that. Come on.
I love the way you shake it, shake it for me some more. Get your sexy back, baby, better watch what you do. Girl, I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you. You got that sexy back, baby, dancing up on that floor. I love the way you shake it, shake it for me some more. Get your sexy back, baby, you better watch what you do. Girl, I'm so in love with you.
Too good. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Are we supposed to have this much fun?
Huh? All the time, every day. Every day is all the time of the night, man. Right here on 24/7 Studio W.
Cultural excellence.
Which is what makes the world.
It's D Maestro.
Myrtle Beach.
Man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with me, hey, download that app, studio.w. That's from your Apple App Store. Android is simply Studio W. Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa. And also, feel free to visit the website, that studio.w.buzz, B-U-Z-Z, studio.w.buzz. Let's see what. Waymaker. Why do I keep doing this to myself? This is Shavonna Adams. Good Lord.
Keep rocking till the cops come knocking. Remember the party, y'all.
I told you.
This is where you find that midday or midweek party right here. Woo! Shavonna Adams. Hey, Waymaker, she was on when? Last week.
Oh, yeah.
It's the King of Fairground Blues, Gita Jones. And we back. We back like somebody
had. Al Davis.
I need to represent for all them countries.
Taiwan. Women.
No matter where you from, where you at.
And
raise
Gita.
Your hand up. Because we've been to represent. If you ready, I'm
Come
ready.
Come on, man.
So let's rock steady. Let's go.
She don't play about a time. Better not waste it.
Come on.
Better not waste it. Oh, you would love me like you made.
And
she let you taste it. Oh, yeah.
You, you supposed to know that. From Alabama. Come on. And I ain't got no boots.
Alabama, yeah,
yeah.
I told her I put my boots on one at a time.
Oh, man.
What's it gonna take for me to make you mine?
I'm a country boy, shawty.
Right
down.
I'm a country boy, shawty.
She like a country boy.
He's a country boy, shawty.
Great, good. She like a country boy.
Make me take his headphones off. Come on.
I'm a
country boy from Georgia. I'm a stick show. Her body's fine. Blows my mind. She's a big lady.
That's a jam there. I'm trading in my suits. I need a cowboy hat and some boots. I think that's a song. That's a song.
No,
okay, that's mine
no,
right there.
Keep,
I'll rate it.
Keep wearing them suits, baby. Keep wearing them suits.
Hey, welcome to the set. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured out right now, this is absolute fun, hilarity, and some of the greatest artists that I've ever had a chance to witness, and I mean that. A lot of your artists, now we already know that the guys is out there, the main stage, you guys can name their names, all this kind of stuff. But there's so much great talent.
Yes.
That you have never heard of before, and they better than these cats out here right now that are in the mainstream.
Yes.
They're popular in their own regions and areas and stuff like that, but Waymaker, would you please share with them our commitment?
We are committed to make sure that talent meets the world. And that's talent you never heard of before that you're going to end up loving. We are committed to doing that. And week after week, Mondays and Wednesdays, we make that happen right here on the Buzz.
That's right. So that's exactly right.
We appreciate your support.
And we, you know, you guys laughed at me when I said, are we supposed to have this much fun? Because this is exactly what we do. JoJo.
Oh, yeah.
Sadasia. Yeah. Thank you for gracing our network tonight. And you will experience something because we do not do interviews.
No.
We have conversations with our audience.
Absolutely.
Because right. We won't get down and find out exactly what you guys are all about because I've heard a few of your songs there. Woo! Sadasia.
Yeah.
All right?
She's fine.
All right?
Yeah.
And Mr. JoJo. Come on, man. I understand that you have a Southern Soul. You both have a Southern Soul magazine.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about all of that. And we want to find out the inspiration behind the magazine. Why did you start it? What inspired you to do that? And based on your voice, young lady, oh, my God, Sadasia, your range. Yeah. I was checking out your range. Waymaker, remember we did a show not only on our broadcast, when we were talking about women that's up in that whistle register.
That whistle register.
That Mariah Carey register.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's her.
Yeah. And before that, Minnie Riperton register. We're talking about five octaves. And so, Miss Sadasia, when we come back after this song right here, I want you to tell us how deep is your... good Lord. Yeah. How far is your range? Let's find out right after this. Oh, I heard this for the first time today. Man, look.
Imagine you, imagine me.
I'm going to have to take a drink, man.
Imagine us.
Good Lord. No, I'm serious, dude.
But I see we're two worlds apart. A dead inside, at least a broken heart. Maybe one day you'll see me, not in your way, but clearly. Maybe one day you'll need me, but right now I feel invisible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
not going to pull up a fake applause, you know, thing that you could, you know, on, no. Look, ladies, if you heard that song, you'd be applauding yourself.
Yes. Yes.
It's no question about it. Wow. I'm going to start with this. Miss Sadasia.
Yes.
When did you start singing?
Well, I fell in love with singing since I was a little girl, and I've always wanted to perform, always wanted to sing, and now I'm able to do it, and I've been doing it professionally for 3 years now.
Whew. Okay. You said little girl. I'm not going to let you off the hook that quickly. All right. We're having a conversation. How little were you when you started singing?
Since I could talk, pretty much.
And so... then, when did anyone recognize that you had this talent? At what age did you, was your mom, grandma, somebody recognize that you had something?
Well, I could definitely say that my mom and grandma, my whole family, they really took notice in the fact that I loved and enjoyed singing and that I did have a voice. And, my first performance on stage was a calypso contest back home on my island, St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. But even before that, I've been put in situations like even like kindergarten graduations and just different things like that where they recognized that I could sing, and even teachers and stuff would ask me to sing certain songs or even if it was, you know, a little snippet of our art back home. So just different situations that they put me in because they realized that I had a voice and a passion for it.
Okay, let's go back to something. You mentioned something about the Virgin Islands. Did you grow up there?
Yes, I'm from St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh, wow, I love it, I love it, I love it. Because you know what? This broadcast goes around the world. And I hope, do you still have families back there?
Yes, I do actually.
Okay, yeah. Do they know that you're on this network tonight?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, you're acting excited. I'm more excited than you are. This is too cool. This is great. This is great. Now, so let's go back to an age. You said since you started talking. Now, did you get any formal training or anything like that? Or it's just like a God's gift, a natural, well, yep, it's a God gift anyway. It's natural. But did you have any formal training?
I did not have any formal training as far as singing. I did go to a fine arts school, which I actually focused a little more on dance because I didn't quite like singing in the choir. But singing is... I could do.
So, women, hold it. You're a singer. Why do you like singing in the choir?
I think I expected more of having more control over what songs that I wanted to sing.
Oh, you want to take over the whole choir. Hey, JoJo.
Yo.
Is that what you have to deal with, too? So, one time I said, maybe, you know, JoJo is probably the boss. But JoJo, I don't know. I have second thoughts here. We'll talk about that. Oh, no, you guys look like you love each other, and I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate that. But Sadasia, let's get back to you because I'm going to shut up for a minute and pass it over to the Waymaker because I want to get every song that you sent me. If you guys agree... if you want to hang around for every song, I will be, I'm going to play it anyway, whether you're here or not. So that's how good you are. Waymaker, what would you like to?
Sadasia. My question has always been for up and coming artists, and I say up and coming, that's ones that the world don't know about, but they're going to know about you as of tonight. But what would be your advice on how they should approach their career in music? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good question.
Make sure that you decide it's what you want to do and what you're really passionate about. Because if you're not passionate about it, there's no sense in getting up and creating content and making music that you're not feeling for other people and expecting them to feel it. So that's the number one thing. And another thing is consistency. I know, you know, that comes up a lot in conversations and anything that you want to do, but consistency is really key that we've learned and that I've learned as far as creating content, being present on social media, but I'm still working out being more present and on social media and online, because I wasn't social media, so now I have to put my there. But consistency is definitely another big part of this industry.
I couldn't agree more. I definitely couldn't agree more about that. Hey, JoJo, before I drop this next song here, what would you like to add to the conversation?
I'm just proud of her. I mean, you know,
man,
she worked hard, and you can tell from year one to year three how much work she didn't put in. So I got her back, you know.
Well, yeah, hey, look here. I don't blame you. I would have her, you know, I would back her too in everything she does, because it seems like it's a deja that you have an idea where you want to go, okay, and how you want to present your music. What I'm so impressed with, the tonality of your voice. Oh, my goodness. Oh, before I drop this song, or should I let this be a cliffhanger, Waymaker? I'm going to make a cliffhanger. I'm going to come back for it.
Okay.
I'll ask the question after this song. Crooked letters.
You thought I was
okay, I love your voice. I just absolutely love your voice.
But I'm really pink. Crooked letter, crooked letter, piss with you.
Yeah.
To think I used to be so in love with you. I lost my senses, didn't know what to do.
Yes, absolutely. Sedacia, you know, I am an avid music lover. Obviously, I wouldn't be in this business. I wouldn't be in this business if I didn't.
Right.
I absolutely love your voice.
Yeah.
sound, woman, hold it, hold it, women, hold it. That's my sister, Miss Emma.
Hey, Miss Emma.
Woman, hold it. She just texted something. She said, crooked letter. Oh, yeah. Oh, Emma. See, Emma has a problem. I mean, not a problem, but she's slick. She's very slick. We, Emma, shut up. I'm from a family of eight. I have seven siblings, one sister. Okay. And
one sister.
One sister. Yeah. And she finds a way to get herself involved in the conversation, even backstage. As a matter of fact, we had backstage passes. Sadia and JoJo, I was looking for you guys because I was in Florence, South Carolina for the Southern Soul Show with Jeter Jones. Let's see. Sir Charles Jones was on there. King George. Poke Bear. Who am I missing?
Ronnie Bill.
Good Lord. Good gracious. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to just leave it right there. Ronnie Bell tore it up.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jeter did his thing, too. Look, love Jeter. Sir Charles Jones. And Jeter, some of the great, TK Soul. Thanks, Emma. Oh,
yeah.
See, Emma have a chair. She kind of interjects herself. But anyway, TK Soul. It was a great show, It was absolutely fantastic. And some of the greatest people, Sadia and JoJo, that I've ever met. Humble, just good people, right? And I have a feeling you guys are the same way. All right?
Absolutely.
I can see that.
I had the pleasure last year, but this year, actually, for my birthday.
Uh-oh.
Actually meet this couple. They came from South Carolina to join the Waymaker at his birthday, and I had the pleasure to perform. I heard this live.
Whoa!
Okay? So, yeah.
I'm
your fan.
So you guys are friends.
Absolutely.
And to the Waymaker and I, that means the mafia. No, you inducted already. All right, No, I just love your voice. Folks, sound means everything.
Come on now.
You have sounds that can terrify you.
Yeah.
You have sounds that can make you happy. You have sounds that can make you sad. And you have sounds that just make you feel like, oh, yeah, man. This is really good stuff. And Sadia, you have that sound.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful, beautiful sound.
Thank you.
No, you do. My ears don't deceive me. But I'm going to switch it over to JoJo right now. JoJo. You guys also have a magazine.
Yes.
You got to tell me about that. You got to tell us about that because your magazine has the title of my favorite genre of music. Southern Soul. Tell us about that. When did it get started? And how did it get started? And what was your inspiration? And that's 1, 2, 3 in a row. Those questions. Don't make me repeat it.
I started January this year, 23, with our first with Sir Charles on the cover. We really did it because we were trying to get Southern Soul to start coming together. And one of the things old Big Bro was, we don't believe in cliques. we love everybody, and we were looking at Southern Soul. It was so separate. People don't know each other and stuff right. like that. To bring people together, get a flower while they living and not when they gone. And but we doing it in 2 or 3 states. It ended up blowing up and going the whole 50 state plus the world. So right now we are classified as the number one Southern Soul music magazine in the country. So
love it. Okay. All right. So you and I need to talk. Because Southern Soul is my favorite genre of music.
Yes.
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Waymaker?
Yes.
See, Waymaker said it in the beginning. That we're committed to make sure that this great, folks don't realize, if you ever go to a club and they playing Southern Soul music, you gonna do something. You gonna move something.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't care if you at the bar, you be moving your hips. But the main thing about it is, it's music that encapsulates gospel, soul, blues, jazz, yeah. and oh. so many other. It's a gumbo. Am I right?
That's it?
Joe?
Yeah, rolled up in one.
All rolled up in one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great music, Waymaker.
Absolutely.
And I'm so proud. And
the thing of it is, another thing, WB, I love about that magazine is, JoJo, go into the contents of your magazine.
Yeah, what please. Is it
basically designed for?
Well, it's designed for us to, like I said before, bring everybody together. We always tell the Southern Soul.
Man.
In the magazine, we always share a death. When we lose someone, it's every month, it's going to be somebody in there who we lost. Main thing is being able to show that when we first started the thing, like I said, we thought it was just going to be the Southeast states. But then we just started getting information from Philadelphia, New York, California, Texas, all the Midwest, and I'm like, good God Almighty. We
and now you are in Virginia, my brother, right now, because this station is in Richmond, Virginia, my home state, right? And then you got North Carolina in the house, South Carolina in the house, Georgia, whatever it is. No, you guys are in South Carolina, aren't you?
Yes.
You're in South Carolina. I'm so excited about what you do and your information. And Waymaker, I mean, this is so awesome.
Yes.
JoJo
yes,
with the magazine.
I want JoJo to tell the people, what would they find in your magazine? Where could they locate your magazine in the whole 9 yards? What's inside the magazine? So, cause I
That's
need
a great question. That's a great question. Magazine.
Okay.
Emma said, and what can they purchase your magazine?
SouthernSoulMusicMagazine.com. You can either do the online subscription, which is only $4.99 a month, or you can order hard copy, which is $15 a month. You just order your hard copy. But what you find on the inside, you find out all the latest events going on with Southern Soul. You find out different bios on the different artists that's performing. You always had a headliner. You find out about your DJ.
Man.
You find out producers. We don't just look at the artists. Everybody associated with the Southern Soul industry, that's what we put in the magazine. Like next month, since I done met this young man on the radio, he'll be in the magazine.
Oh! You know? Whoa. JoJo, you just caught me off guard right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You just made my night. As a matter of fact, I was going to try to ask some questions to try to get you to say that. And you said it. Oh, my God. Hey, Waymaker, take over. I can't do this no more. I was just pleading. Waymaker, you be the host. No. And I'll just click buttons and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. JoJo, you just made my day. You and your beautiful wife just made my day. I'm going into shock therapy right now. Hold on. Let's do this. I can't take no more.
Now let me tell you, let me give you a nugget. I already done been featured in the magazine.
Oh, I know it. Yeah.
Mine is on my wall.
Are we bragging or something?
Absolutely. It's an honor to be featured in this magazine. That's yeah. what, you know, JoJo so, is real modest with it, but it's an honor to be in this magazine, and so, people must know about this magazine.
So, JoJo, are you telling our world audience right now that you're going to feature Studio W, The Buzz, and your magazine?
Oh, next month, gonna be there.
Oh, man. Look, I need to grab a towel or a tissue or something. Let me do this right now. Wow! So Deja. Woo! How bad is this? This is one bad girl.
You better know it. You gonna learn tonight.
Look, we try to tell them we make her.
This is what y'all meet the world. We got the powerhouse couple in the house, yeah. Right here, studio.
Man, I would buy a ticket. I promise you. No, I'm serious right now.
No matter where you
I don't play.
Are what you go with. Through let this be, clear your mind, make you clear. You can be anywhere, just remember when you bust your favorite move.
I let Tony take care of the mic. Was it electric?
I dropped it!
Got a cha-cha. Real smooth now. Hit the night-night.
Oh!
All the beatbox, get it started.
Good Lord!
Left, right.
No, I'm not joking. This girl is bad.
You got a long lane.
Woo! Somebody.
Don't matter your location. No, we don't. We party like a vacation.
Good Lord.
From any nation, no
matter what,
come on out and do your favorite dance. We got the vibes, we got the vibes, and we here all night, yeah, all night. You know what we're here for, so let's switch up the tent.
Come on, girl.
You can salsa,
hey.
To the salsa, to the wobble, wobble, baby, wobble.
Hey.
Don't care. Turn around and let me see you through.
No, seriously. I have a disclaimer. I already told you. This brilliant artist went into rotation before the show started. I've never done that before. Never, ever done that before.
Yeah. Well, we sure
and that's because when we were doing our test, okay, I broke the rule, Waymaker.
Because okay. I wasn't on there to hold you back. You broke the rule.
Yeah.
But if you've been breaking the rules, this is the time to break the rules.
Waymaker, I've been breaking rules all my life, so. So, don't be surprised, bro. I'm gonna break some more too. I'm gonna break some more. I promise you. And so, this is what happened. And so I said, okay. Normally when we do the test before the show, oh, this is funny as hell. When we do shows with the Waymaker and I on Mondays and Wednesdays, we like for our audience, I mean our artists rather, to do a test before the show because we want to, weed out any kinks or anything like that. So, generally, what I do, Waymaker sends me songs, or the artist sends me songs, and I don't listen. And today I say I'm going to do something different. And that's when I said, okay, I'm going to put Sedasia up. Okay? And so we did our test. I had one of her songs playing. Okay. Oh, my God. It was invisible. So I broke the rule.
Okay.
Well, I'm not apologizing either.
And you don't sound like you apologize.
No. Waymaker, I said I'm not apologizing.
Okay.
So let's leave that alone. I'm not doing it. So Deja, let's talk about this a little bit before. Waymaker, okay. Behave. So tell us. So when did you believe in your talent? At what age?
Well, I have to go back to that Calypso show when I was little and I performed back home in the Virgin Islands in the Calypso contest. And I actually won the contest in my division. And I think in that moment, my grandma, she told me the story of how, you know, on the day of the show, I went up to the band members because they were playing live music. It wasn't by track. And I went up to the band and I talked to them and I got something straight and in order. I was making sure everybody was on cue and everything.
Uh-huh. JoJo, what did I say earlier? Okay, go back. I'm sorry.
In performing and just wanting to be great at everything that I did and everything that I do. So from that moment, once I performed, I was like, this is it. This is
and what how old were you there at that point?
Well, I won't disclose that because if you do that, you don't.
No, I'm not. No. We're not about judging anything. What I am interested in is finding out, because Waymaker and I, we had artists that start singing at the age of 3, 5, mm-hmm. 7, 11, whatever it is. Yeah. And I just wanted to know, when did that person started believing in themselves? That's all this is all about.
Oh, absolutely. Well, from that, when I first started, had to been maybe 3 years old, honestly. That's when I really found out that I had the gift and want to sing, especially singing in the car with my mom. That was really a joy that I had coming home from school or whatever. We would always sing in the car.
Oh. Now, did any of your mom, your dad, your grandmother, or any, were they singers as well?
No, they,
Are you serious?
As far as I know, I'm a vocally, musically inclined person in my family. Now, my dad, he was craftsy. He loved the arts, visual arts. But, and my mom, she enjoys singing. But.
Are you serious? Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Now, believe me, we're not that kind of media. We don't want to tear anybody down or anything like that. But a lot of artists that come on the network, you know, they come from a background of singers. Mm-hmm. And what I'm finding unique in your story is that there was nobody that came from that experience or vocation or occupation that could inspire you. And you might be the first that of a generation to come in your lineage that can inspire someone to do that.
Right. That's beautiful.
Waymaker.
What I get out of that is that.
I love it.
And, you know, I look at the broad picture is that it really doesn't matter what people have done before me. What matters is what is instilled in me. You feel me?
So right.
I loved it. I love it because different things is born into different people. And now we see the world see what was born in Shadeja.
Oh, just beautiful.
I like that because I tell everybody all the time, even when I do a lot of speaking, I say, you're looking at a young man that get paid for writing, you know, but his dad couldn't read or write.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy. Yeah. Now, oh, I got a question. Because this broadcast goes around the globe. You guys are located, just give the state.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Do you want to give the city?
I don't.
Leave it alone. Moving right along. Okay. This host knows how to move right along. Believe you.
So small, all you gotta do is ask and you got
it.
You know?
Okay, but let's go back to a couple of things because, so Deja, I absolutely love your music.
Thank you so
do
much.
Do you write your own music?
Yes, we both do. Yep.
Oh, whoa. Oh, my goodness, this is getting gooder and gooder. So, everything we've heard so far is a collaboration with you and your husband.
Yep. We write everything.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I told you it's a powerhouse. They got
it's kind of like Ashford and Simpson. What am I holding? JoJo, do you sing?
Not anymore. I do a lot of acting now.
Hey, that's okay. This is incredible. Waymaker told me before, he said, man, this is going to be a really, really, really good show. I said, Waymaker, we always have good shows. He said, but this one, I don't want to paraphrase you, brother, but
yeah,
the way you phrased it, that was going to be kind of different.
Yes, it's kind of different because we got multi-talented people on this show, and what I mean by that is in that own their own business, and I'm so excited.
Man, I love it.
You know, I would love for JoJo to tell them another part of their business as far as putting plays on. So I'm, you know, this couple here is the couple. Tell them, JoJo.
I can't wait. Joe?
You have I've been writing plays for 30 years. So from Daddy, or from Grace Calling the Miller, but we got one coming starting March. And we got, y'all holding on to something to the name now. Y'all ready for it? It's called,
Go ahead.
Who in the hell left the back door open?
Who in the hell left the back door open? That's okay. The next play.
Oh man. Oh. See, Waymaker, you just started something. That gonna lead me to ask JoJo more questions here.
Hey,
as far as
I want the world to know about this.
Oh, absolutely. Man, look. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play one or two more songs by the fabulous Sedacia. Come back and we're going to ask JoJo. I mean, what I find that you're doing is absolutely brilliant.